All right, so as you can see, we have several little sections of scripture here. Hard to believe it's September already, isn't it?
Yeah.
This, if we could really get our heads around this, some of this information, and really understand the implications of it, it could really change and revolutionize the whole church. I don't mean West Side, I mean the whole church, the big C. Because what God accomplished through Jesus Christ, a lot of it was a big secret. It was a total secret. Even Jesus didn't know the whole secret. And because God had an ace in the hole and he kept it a secret, it's amazing when you read this here in the first section here in Corinthians. Initially I was going to just read these verses, and I thought, well, if I do, people are not going to really understand what is the mystery. So I added a bunch of stuff to it. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," and perfect meaning that we're initiated. We've got Holy Spirit, which is perfect, but we've learned some things about Scripture, so we're equipped. But it says, "Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught or come to nothing." But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. The devil did not know this secret, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, can you imagine that? If the devil had known the secret, he would not have crucified God's only begotten Son. Here he has Jesus on a silver platter, thinking, "I got him now, man." All the hatred he could muster, all the torture he could pull together, he had him. And yet, had he known the mystery, he would have walked away from it. Now, that tells us that we really have not gotten our heads around the mystery yet. Because I'm going to speak for all of us. I know that none of us really understand the immensity of what we have in Christ. I know we don't. Because the devil spends most of his time trying to make sure we don't. He does everything he can to minimize what it is. And the only reason he does that, that's damage control. Okay? The damage has been done. He took the bait. He crucified Jesus Christ. God raised him from the dead. And by the way, the devil knew about the resurrection. That was not the secret. The secret was what came later. So let's read about that.
You said he knew about the resurrection?
Sure, he did. Jesus talked about the resurrection.
Right. So
that wasn't a secret. Okay. What was a secret was Pentecost.
Oh, okay.
That was a major secret. A huge secret. So we just read this in 1 Corinthians. Now let's go and read these verses in Ephesians.
Thank you.
Ephesians. My favorite playground is Ephesians. I love it. It's the greatest revelation ever given to the church. You know, too many times I'm going to say this, and it's a little bit of a tangent, but I'm finding that way too much fascination with Israel among Christians. We're not called to Israel. We're called to the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And so is Israel right now, by the way. They'd be very smart if they became Christians. They wouldn't have to go through the trip.
Is that one of the fastest growing groups?
Christians, as Jews for Jesus.
Yep. And that's good. It's good that they are, because that's what they're supposed to be doing right now. They're not supposed to be Jews. You know, I wouldn't want to be a Jew knowing what they're going to be going through. I'd rather be a Christian. Anyway, let's read this in Ephesians. We just talked about the mystery and that Satan would have rather had one Jesus Christ than to have crucified him and set forth in motion God's plan, which he didn't know about. It says, how that by revelation, he, that's God, through the Holy Spirit, made known unto me the mystery. So here we are. We're talking about the same mystery that we just read about a little bit. As I wrote afore, in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now, or lately, revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now he's going to tell you what that mystery is. Here it is, folks, that the Gentiles, that would be us, should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So we now are partakers, fellow heirs. We have the same kind of inheritance that used to be reserved only to Israel. That's a big deal. There's more to it even than that, okay? But that's the first part. First of all, nobody knew that we would have a way in. You know, the promises in the Old Testament were Israel only. Not so anymore. Not so anymore. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 here. For through him, and I didn't read the previous verses, but I'll tell you that him is Jesus Christ. We both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So that Holy Spirit is what knits us all together. There's no, it's not Jew, it's not Gentile anymore. It's the body of Christ knit together by Holy Spirit. Spirit is thicker than blood. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That's a little bit more about the mystery. Okay? So now we're all one body. Israel, by the way, biblical Israel is the bride. We are the body. Okay? So the Israel, the ones that don't accept Jesus Christ in this age, they're still waiting for the Messiah. They missed the boat when he came the first time. They crucified him. So they're waiting for the Messiah who's going to come back as the warrior and kick some butt. And we're going to come with him too. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to beat the devil's butt. I'm sure he's not looking forward to it, but I am. So let's finish out the most important thing. It's great to understand and get a little bit of knowledge about this mystery. But, okay, so what's the practical application? Why was the devil so regretful that he ever did what he did? Here's why. In Colossians, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. So, okay, so what's the byproduct? You know, people say the bottom line, okay? What's the bottom line with this mystery? What does it really mean? Here's what it means, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. In other words, wherever we are, yes, this is going to sound wild. Wherever we are, it's like Jesus is there. Why? Because he paid for all this stuff we do wrong. not only what we've done wrong, but what we do wrong. He's paid for it. That doesn't mean we should do it, but you know what I mean. He has paid for it. As a result of that, the devil, when Jesus was on earth, he had one Jesus to deal with. Jesus could be there healing one person at a time, could be preaching at one place, so on and so forth. Now, guess what? If we ever realize our potential, everywhere there's one of us. We have the potential to be as much of a damage to the devil and a blessing to one another as it was when Jesus was here. Now, that's not blasphemous, that's truth. Jesus said, the works that I do, you'll do also, and greater works. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. Those were some of the practical results of what was accomplished on Calvary. And if the devil knew the possibilities, he would not have crucified Jesus, because he'd rather have one of him than all of us. That means for us, we need to start realizing a little bit about who we really are and what we can do to the devil and his kingdom, and what we can do for one another and for the kingdom of God. So we are truly the major part of bringing God's kingdom to this earth. And if we ever figure that out, the church will be dangerous in a good way. And I pray that we get the revelation to understand that mystery a little bit, to the point where we can really get some things accomplished in this life and toward eternal life. We have eternal life, right? It's built into us now. But along the way, let's bring as many people as we can with us, and let's do it in style. You know, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have an abundant life. We can have that right here, right now.